Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast.
It's Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us.
With just 1 hour until kickoff.
Regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you're going to go out with this win.
Joe has you covered like an all-pro safety.
Steps up. Throws.
Rashad is tackling topics like a blitzing linebacker.
Pressure drops. Parsons came flying through.
Football Sunday on the Odyssey app.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh, oh.
And 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into Football Sunday, the last Football Sunday, unofficially, maybe.
Oh, have we started?
The year.
Have we started?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me.
I can hear. I almost have to turn you down. I can hear you so well, but I can't hear anything else. Now, usually when, you know, we're in the studio, we can definitely, when we're off air, we can hear all the sounds. You can hear the intros, the commercials, you know, the whole joint. But today, for whatever reason, like, I thought I was tripping. It's just like radio silence, you know, on this side as far as the sounds go.
Well, I can pull back the curtain for you here, Rashad. There has been some things happening behind the scenes here in 1080. I can actually control things on the board now, which is why I feel like I don't know what to do with my hands right now. I'm Ricky Bobby. Like, it's
so this is your fault. Okay.
No, it's not. I'm not taking blame for this one. No, our engineers. We've got a team of engineers from across the nation in here today. And over this weekend, getting everything dialed in, because now I can control the board. I don't have to like do as much on the computer. I can turn your level up. I can turn your mic off, on, anything off, on. I'm all good to go. I'm rocking and rolling over here for the most part. But that is probably the reason why you can't hear any sound in there besides my beautiful buttery voice.
I mean, I'll take it. You know, that's that tenor that you have, man, is It's impressive, you
and,
know, but
and let's like, face it, that's all you need is
really
to hear my voice,
that's
and I can
really
give
it.
You cues throughout the, you know, show.
Yeah. I mean, that's what
some
I'm gonna
signs.
Have to do. I'm just gonna have to wait for you to talk. So it looks like Joe Fish might be hosting the entire 2 hour show because I can't even hear prompts. But there's looked like somebody left their, what does this look like, a microphone kind of apparatus or a beat machine? I don't know. There's something in here.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be like the new hotkeys for the host in there. Yeah, it kind of looks like a MIDI or something like that, where
yeah.
You can make some beats in there. I hear you. What has also changed, and if you listen to The Fan throughout the week, and Rashad, this is this would have been nice to know when we did our Super Bowl show, that we have a new text line phone number.
I mean, could have been good to know. You know, we're sitting there looking like, damn, nobody's listening to us on the Super Bowl. Like, what's happening?
I know, yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah, I took that a little personal. I was
we knew people were on the move and stuff like that. But damn,
we suck that much, huh?
Yeah.
New text line number is 503-864-6326. Again, that's 503-864-6326 or 864-6FAN. Think of it that way as well.
864-6FAN.
But Dirt and Sprague brought up a good point. Like, do people do that anymore? Like, you don't know what letters match up with what numbers on the phone anymore. Like, I know that A, B, and C is number two, and then it's D, E, and then one of them has four. So, like, the whole, oh, dial 1-800-COLLECT. Like, you don't really number the...
C-A-L-L-A-T-T.
Or text, you know. For calls, it makes sense, but texting, it doesn't really work the same because... Again, you can't type numbers to text to, right?
I guess it's just an easy thing to, you know, if I don't remember 855-1347, you know, I at least can remember 844-4-FAN. Like, okay, I know that's what I got to type in, 4-FAN. And so I think for a lot of us, that if you'd have told me what the, you know, what CA, what 1-800-COLLECT, what those actual numbers were.
What a throwback, by the way.
Seriously, I mean, you said it first, but I'm saying 1-800-COLLECT, like... If you'd have told me what those actual numbers are, we probably would have remembered because it was a commercial.
C-O-L-L-E-C-T.
Huh? Yeah.
Didn't Mr. T do those commercials?
Yeah. Who did 1-800-COLLECT?
I think it was Mr. T.
I don't know.
I think Mr. T had a good run on those commercials for a bit.
I can't remember those commercials. I'll have to look those up, man.
We digress, though. New text line. We already got one text message. I was all angry wondering why you guys weren't responding on the Super Bowl. Yeah, well.
We were angry wondering why nobody was texting us.
Yeah.
Man, what the F is happening here?
And but I will say my anger subsided once that final score of the Super Bowl came through. That's for sure.
Oh, I'm sure it did, Joe. I'm sure.
Woo!
I'm sure it did. The ultimate hater over there.
But. We'll get to the Super Bowl. We'll put an official bow on the football Sunday with some football talk in the back half of the first hour. But we do have some things to get to. And I do have something Eagle-related to get to in this first segment, Rashad, actually.
Really? Is it positive?
Yes and no. So last night, well, the buildup over the last few days is – thanks to our sister station, 92.3 KGON, we had some tickets available to the Eagles concert. The Eagles are coming to town. Great classic rock band. And my dad, he's listened to them for years. I know many of their songs thanks to him. So I was like, hey, let's get a couple tickets here and see if I can take my dad. And we're able to make that happen. So assuming a big concert would happen on what, Rashad? A Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, cool, got the tickets. All right, Pops, I'll be at your house Saturday night at like 6. We'll head to the Moda, get a drink, you know. Concert starts at 8. So we do just that. We drive down to the Moda Center, and we pull up, and we're like, man, all the parking lots are empty. Wow, the Moda Center, it's not lit up, or it looks dead. There's literally no one walking around the Rose Quarter. Uh-oh. Okay, let's start Googling. Let's start looking this up. Guess... when the concert's happening, Rashad. Tonight.
Oh, okay. Very good. I was going to say, man, if you say Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to...
It was last weekend? No. Yeah. So the bad news is, yeah, my dad and I, you know, spent, you know, getting ready and heading out to Portland to the Moda Center to go watch the Eagles last night, only to find out that we were a day early. So that's the bad news. Good news is that we showed up a day early and not a day late. That would have been the worst feeling is if you show up a day after the concert already happened. Like, oh, no, the Eagles concert, that was last night that happened. That's a deflating feeling.
Oh, absolutely. You got your outfit on and all type of stuff. Maybe some new pants or something like that, a new shirt. Like, yeah, this is going to be cool. And then get there and womp womp.
Yeah, my sister, so I texted my sisters like right away because I was like, my dad and I are just complete dumbasses right now. Like, just didn't even think to check the date on the ticket. But again, like, you would assume, and I get that this is an extended weekend, so our Sunday is like a Saturday. But still, when there's a big old concert coming to town, you would think that, all right, got tickets, it's for this Saturday. I'm trying to justify my actions right now.
So, best song that you were most looking forward to hearing at the Eagles concert?
Well, I think that everybody... you know, would love to hear Hotel California,
right.
But I would really like to hear Heartache tonight. That's a good song. That's got a good jam to it. They also have Witchy Woman. That's a good one as well. They have a lot of songs that I didn't even realize I knew until I was listening to them the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, this is an Eagles song. This is an Eagles song, too. How about this one? And again, I'm very happy to see a good performance by this Eagles versus the Philadelphia Eagles. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that. Oh no. There's a bunch of Eagles songs that I, you know, kind of liked when I was a kid. Yes, there were some black guys that listened to the Eagles. You know, a bunch of records that you just kind of find in your grandma's basement. It's like, huh? I don't know if this is supposed to be here, but I'll put it on anyway. At first, it was just one of those things. I used to use it to, like, scratch, and I figured nobody would figure out that the Eagles one was the one that was messed up. But, yeah, Lion Eyes is a great record by the Eagles. So, I mean, they have a bunch of songs. Obviously, Hotel California is the one that everybody, I mean, lighters up, you know, when that song comes on. But, yeah.
Life in the Fast Lane.
That should be a fun concert for you and your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. It'll be a... Yeah, see, the text line is not buying my justification. Don't you check the dates when you get the ticket? First thing you do? Yeah, that's normally what you do. Yeah,
but you got tickets to last year's concert?
Yeah, right. Like, Joe, the concert is actually in 4 months from now. When I got the tickets, I saw a February teen date, and it seemed as if that date matched up with how the week was going and that it was going to be on Saturday. And that is that's not what happened. So definitely an oversight in the Fisher household, both Fisher households. Because hey, I put this just as much on my dad as I do on me. Okay, he had the tickets. I transferred to him on his phone. They clearly said on there February 19th. I'm putting this one on him. And this is a 50-50 split at least here.
Well, I mean. Yeah, I mean, somebody's gonna buy the drinks, you know, or maybe are you guys gonna split drinks as well?
Well,
are you gonna pre-funk or are you gonna sneak something in like normal people do?
We're talking about the Moda Center, so yeah, we're definitely gonna have a pre-funk at the car beforehand.
Oh, I have a pre-funk inside, and I'm sorry. Hopefully, nobody's listening from Moda security, but
sneaking a little flask or something.
A pint, bro. These pints are plastic now.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, see, my flask is a metal one.
Yeah, so these pints are plastic. So come through the security, no one even knows. No pat-downs. You don't have time to pat everybody down, at that point. So, yeah, that's a nice little come-up. I mean, let's pay $15 for a pint, maybe of some good stuff, as opposed to $15 a drink.
Yeah,
every time we go out there.
Yeah, the Harlem Globetrotter. No, it wasn't the Globetrotters, because that was with... my son and my nephew, so I didn't have any beer there. But I think even a soda was like $12.
Yeah.
It's just preposterous.
Yeah, you can't even get water without it. And they give you the water and they put it in a cup. So it's like, I bought this bottle of water and you gave me a cup for it. Like, what is that? So it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, come on. Moda Center, you gotta, treat it like a concert, like it would be in the 70s, right? You're in the parking lot before the concert, drinking a couple beers, playing their music out of the speakers.
Some keg set up outside. Like, man, it should be a whole thing before you, especially if you're going to a concert like the Eagles, or you end up going, especially a lot of classic rock bands. Like, yeah, man, there's a certain vibe that should go with going to see one of those bands out there.
Well, I'm looking forward to it tonight, now that I'm glad that that's been established and I figured out what time the concert's happening at. So, but we made a night out of it. We went to the local watering hole in Sherwood, Oregon, the old hometown for me. And I don't know if you've ever done that, Rashad, where you go back home to the local bar, but I ran into, I think, 4 to 5 people from different like instances of my life. Like one dude I played baseball with is now the bartender at the bar. Someone I used to work with at Safeway when I was in high school, she was at the bar. A dude I played baseball with in high school, he was at the bar. A guy I knew from like 20 years ago was there. It was just like, ah, yes, this tracks for showing up to the bar, the local bar here.
Oh, absolutely. There are some bars, especially, in North Portland that just drop by sometime, go to the tea room just real quick to have a drink and run into like 15 people from my childhood. It's like, oh, bro, what are you doing up here? I came to get food. I came to go play pool. Or, you know, we were all outside. Like, so it's always cool to run into those people, especially if you don't get there often. Like, if you're there every week, like, come on, man. Jeez, you
know. Yeah, that's,
we're,
yeah.
We're
yeah.
there every Thursday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you know. But, yeah, that could be weird. However, if it's a one-time thing, it's like, man, it was cool to see all those people and catch up. Man, I thought you were dead, bro. Like, wow, glad to see you're alive and kicking, pal.
Now, honestly, I mean, not to that extent, but whenever you see someone, you know, just living their life, doing good, you're like, hey, glad to see you're doing that, and your life hasn't completely fallen apart.
I was at De La Salle's girls' basketball game. Shout out to the Lady Knights for winning their very first district championship, man,
for
the girls' program. That's super dope. But at the game, and I'm running into people that I haven't seen in literally since I was like 13 and 14. I was like, bro, like, you still live here in Portland? I had no idea. Like, so it's always good to run into those people.
Yes, yes. We are up against it. We got a lot to get to. In this first hour, we are, you know, I know the Super Bowl was the big event from last Sunday, and we're going to put a bow on our Football Sunday officially, but we need to get to the matters at hand that happened last night at the NBA All-Star Weekend, the dunk contest. Turns out white men can jump. There was one white man in participle that can jump. And his name is not Jack Harlow or Woody Harrelson. We'll get to that. And also, Rashad, we are going to get to some golf, okay? We're going to get to some pro golf, and I have an incident for you that happened during my round yesterday that will make your blood boil, and probably the text line as well. By the way, new text line, phone number 503-864-6326. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, at TaylorMade503, at JoeFish3 with a C. But let's get to our boy, Mac McClung. Holy crap, what a dunk contest last night. But Rashad and I think we saw it coming. We'll get to that next on our final Football Sunday, merging back into Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone.
You're listening to Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That's right.
If it takes all night,
get with it or get lost.
Everybody wants to take a
Why are you so quiet?
What do you mean?
You're very, very quiet.
Am I?
Exponentially quiet.
I don't know. I'm literally like tongue-kissing the microphone.
Now I got you.
Okay.
I mean, that music was pretty loud there, so.
Oh, really? Was it? I wouldn't know because I still can't.
You can't.
Hear
that
here.
Might be a factor, too.
Yeah.
We're tweaking some things. We're twisting some knobs.
Whoever was here before us, hey, man, we might have to fight.
Well, it was
in here messing stuff up.
I think it was Sinner and Saint. I don't know. Luke Anderson was dying all week. I did not see him a lot. I think he was under the weather.
Well, hopefully he feels better, man.
Well, yeah, we did have some text yesterday, so I would assume that that was them and not the golf show.
I'm shocked.
But yeah, again, twisting some knobs, cranking some shafts over here. Wait, what? Pause. Mac McClung last night, and you're probably wondering, who the hell is Mac McClung? Well, again, Rashad and I, we know Mac McClung because we are of the younger generation that likes to jump on the old YouTube from time to time.
Oh, man, we have Insta-chat.
Insta-chat, face web,
yeah,
my book, all that stuff.
We have all that stuff, you know, and so...
Snapgram. And so over, I don't know, when was like the first time he came on the scene on the internet?
Oh, he had...
That was like 5-6 years ago, something
like
that.
So this is what his... Rookie NBA season, you know, per se. But I think he played 4 years in college. And we saw him...
Georgetown, I believe.
Yeah, so we saw him for the first time in high school. And he had to have been a junior or something like that. And you're just looking at this...
Oh, that's right. He went to Texas Tech, transferred.
Oh, okay. So you're looking at this goofy-looking kid that just had springs, just bunnies, and could get up. No problems. Like, wow, that was easy. And you're looking at some of the dunks that he's doing. It's like, ooh, like that's a Vince Carter, you know, type dunk. Like just the way in which he moves. And so, yeah, if you've been following, you know, Matty Nice for a little bit, then you know that, yeah, he's the real deal. You know, as far as, you know, making it exciting and getting dunks, he can play basketball. You know, he's in the G League, so that lets you know that, you know, he's good enough to at least play professionally. You know, maybe not at the tip-top level, but the G League is like the AAA of the NBA now, right? So you can get guys that, you know, go to college and get drafted and everything, or you got to get guys that go straight to the AA, AAA, you know, farm system and get pulled up. And, you know, he might be one of those guys. But last night was white men can jump. They can jump super high, regardless of what, you know, Woody Harrelson did. I still prefer Woody, but I will take Mac McClung any day of the week because, man, that was a hell of a performance. He damn near pulled off a 620.
Was it a 720? 720,
excuse me. Yeah, he almost pulled it off. He was just, if he had got all the way back around, that's a dunk I've only seen one person do, and it was an and one dude. So, and that was back in 2007 or whenever that was. So, yeah, no, it was super cool to see him in the dunk contest because the dunk contest has become secondary for All-Star Weekend to the three-point contest. I think the three ball is the, you know.
Obviously. Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
No, for sure.
You're saying that the three-point contest is now, like, the premier event?
It's been. Like, it's because of the dunk contest outside of a few years, especially lately, outside of a few years. Like, we got was it last year with Zach LaVine? No, look, not Zach LaVine. But,
it was dunk contest last year.
When Gordon got robbed.
Oh, that wasn't last year. That was a couple years ago.
When he got robbed for the third time that he was in the dunk contest. Like, those were good. They were exciting, but it was like, yeah, it's a lot of props, you know, a lot of stuff like that, but the dunk contest hasn't been exciting since, man, Vince Carter, T-Mac, Steve Francis, Jason Richardson, you know, since that time. But the three-point contest, yeah, you know, you've got more drama. You got dudes that are getting closer and closer to each other when they're, you know, when they're shooting the ball. Yeah, I think three-point contest is kind of overtaken the dunk contest as the premier event All-Star Weekend.
And that's why it's the last event of the night on Saturday, right?
But how many times have we left the dunk contest with a big wet fart because it's not fun?
Bro, but I'm dunks.
I'm not going to change it at this point. Yes, dunks are exciting. They
are
should be
way
exciting.
Cooler than three-pointers.
They are, but when the dunks are trash and when you got the dunkers
missing. Oh, trust
missing,
me. It's,
that's what I'm saying. When you got the dunkers missing three of their four attempts.
You got some hit
like
or miss.
That,
I mean, I'm looking at the past dunk
saying.
Winners.
You're not going to get hit or miss from the three-point contest.
Like, who remembers the 2019 dunk contest with Hamadou Diallo winning that? No one. But no one. The year after was the Derrick Jones, Aaron Gordon fiasco, which was one of the best of all time.
You're right.
And
you're
then
right.
Last, and then it's like.
But you're, guess what?
And then we're going into this one this weekend, and everyone's kind of feeling like you. They're like, All-Star Weekend is kind of lame now. Well, they might need to go to a tournament here soon to add more excitement to it. And then here comes this random dude that's on the G League, the Delaware Blue Hens, or whatever their team is called, and he comes through and lights it up.
No, absolutely. Number one, the best dunkers, we talked about this during the break, the best dunkers are not usually not in the league.
Or you know, not, they're, again, yeah, they're not they're, the all-star players,
no,
right?
And, I mean, and, you know, that's fine. If that's the case, like, you know, open it up to those G League guys like you did for Mac McClung to come in and do that. But the three-point contest is never without drama. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing that you know is, like, could be Steph Curry. And then Steph Curry falls short to Buddy Hield. Or last night, Dame wins for the first time in three tries at the three-point contest. So, yeah, there's always drama. There's very seldom drama in the dunk contest, at least not anymore. You will get a good year, like you said, with Derrick Jones Jr. and with Aaron Gordon, you will get those years. That'll happen every now and then. You will get the year with Dwight Howard and Nate Robinson and stuff like that. Yes, that those things will happen, but they come there. Those are few and far between.
Can you tell me some of the best three-point contests over the last 10 to 15 years? Because I can't tell you, like, oh, yeah, I remember 2013. I remember this one. Like,
sure.
There was one, what, when Steph won and just dominated?
Yeah,
cool.
Because when you walked, ran away with that. There was one that he was actually close, and I want to say it was with Clay or something like that one year. So they ended up in the finals.
I can tell you, I can remember a couple past winners, but I can't tell you, like, oh, man, that was a good one. They were just battling back and forth, and
when you see those guys go on a run, and they make 6-7 in a row and stuff like that.
That's
yes,
cool.
That's incredibly
You know, that's
exciting.
Cool seeing them catch fire, but, because, you know, like Dame nailing those two long Mountain Dew balls last night, it was like, hell yeah, you know, but.
We saw somebody do a windmill last night that was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's a cool dunk for the dunk contest, for a game or for practice. But in the dunk contest, we need to see something different.
Hey, text line's backing up your point, Rashad. They come into your defense. Dunk contest literally has rookie and G leaguers.
Like,
in
who
a three-point contest
and
has stars. All-stars.
And that's the other thing. Like, I remember Kobe being in the dunk contest. You know, I remember Jordan being in the dunk contest. Well, I don't remember, per se. I've seen it on YouTube. But I remember the fact that that happened. But when Jordan was in that dunk contest, you know who else was in it? Clyde Drexler and Dominique Wilkins and all the best dunkers. When Vince Carter... The reason that one was so important is because Tracy McGrady was in that one.
But it's then, because, I mean, come on,
it's
man.
It's because Steve Francis was in that dunk contest, because there were guys that were like, man, this is, man, super exciting. You got guys, when Desmond Mason and Jason Richardson and Steve Francis were all in those dunk contests, it's like, oh, it gave us, because these guys are stars at this point, or at least on their way up to be stars, and they're in the dunk contest. It's like, okay. Cool.
Well, Jason Richardson, was a star because of his dunking. And what he did in the dunk contest. If he doesn't do what he does in those dunk contests, he is not a household name.
He was doing them in the games. And that's the thing. He was doing those crazy windmills and stuff in the game.
Okay.
Which made you say, oh, I want to see this dude in the dunk contest. And so that's what it was. But you get to this year, we had Damian Lillard.
Did Jason Richardson even ever get an all-star appearance? Ever?
We're going to talk about some of that a little bit later on. Some guys who were really good and never made the all-star team, because there's a bunch of those guys. Some of them are kind of surprising. But no, Jason Richardson didn't make an all-star team. But he had some really great years in the NBA to where, man, he could have, you know, been on some of those teams. Sometimes, especially when they were doing it by position, you know, not front court, back court type thing.
You're right.
When it was two of this.
And listen, man, like, I'm looking through past winners. Nate Robinson is a star because of what he did at the dunk contest.
Nate Robinson is a star because he's like 5'7" and can do those things. Like, that's, it had nothing to do with, because he was blocking Shaq in games and stuff like that. Yes, Nate Robinson was a lot of fun. So, yes, him being a star in his own right, maybe not an all-star, but a star, well, like, yes, I'm going to watch this. And you're going against huge Dwight Howard, who just had a great year the year prior to the dunk contest. Yes, I'm going to watch this. Dwight Howard is going to the Hall of Fame.
Sounds like the dunk contest can get pretty suspenseful and entertaining, Rashad.
But it hasn't been. But it hasn't been. When you got Derrick Jones Jr., who's a great dunker and a great star, but he faded right back into the background. Remember Anthony Simons won?
Yeah,
Trailblazer one.
Like, he kissed the rim.
He kissed the rim. But
damn near knocked out an incisor.
Again, if Ant did that dunk contest now, it would mean more. But back then, when nobody knew who he was, it was like, okay, the really, you know, the goofy looking guy from the Blazers looks like Chucky from the Rugrats is in the dunk contest. Cool.
Listen, I do agree with you that the dunk contest lacks star power. But when you see guys like Mac McClung do what he did last night, it's almost like, I'm fine with that. If I'm getting that, if dudes are doing what he just did, like, I know this is radio. You need to take time today to go and look at his dunk contest run, because it is unbelievable some of the stuff he pulled off last night. And he's a point guard. Like, he's a small dude.
Hey, man.
He's not a 6'8 stretch guy. Like,
shout out to all the white boys that got crazy bounce and can dunk like that. Like, you probably know this about me. You don't know this about me, but I have like a weird basketball fetish for, especially being from Oregon. For white boys that can hoop.
Hey.
Super nice.
Home of the professor, Salem,
yeah,
right?
Home of the professor, you know what I'm saying?
Got home of Peyton
like that,
Pritchard.
You know? So Peyton Pritchard, Brad Tinsley, you know, like Mike Dunleavy Jr., you know, Kyle Wilcher. Like, there's been dudes that just come by. Man, Drew Eubanks.
Kyle,
you know?
Wilcher.
Yeah, Drew Eubanks. You know, guys that just came and were just absolutely filthy.
We're up,
know,
again. We got a break, but I remember seeing Kyle Wiltiger at the LSI for the first time, and I had never seen a more effective, goofy looking player in my life.
Man,
unbelievable, yeah, that guy.
So good. So good.
Okay, we are gonna jump over to the Super Bowl that just happened last Sunday. We got to put an official bow on the NFL season, the postseason, and the Super Bowl before we move on into Sports Sunday. So we will do that next. But first, got a Sports Center update.
Football Sunday, Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
We got a text. We got a text, Rashad, a couple minutes ago. Stop playing that Eagles crap. So, you know, that when you send a text message like that, then I'm going to do the complete opposite of what you asked. And you know what? Just take it easy. Take it easy. You can't hear the music, can you?
I can't hear anything. Damn, but I got what you said.
Yeah.
You know,
so right now, Take It Easy by the Eagles is playing, and so I'm telling the text line, take it easy, okay? Take it easy. All right. By the way, I am not going to take it easy this segment because the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. And on top of that, Rashad, I won some Super Bowl squares money with that final score. So I came out richer, happier, and Bunker. I mean that Super Bowl went exactly just as good as I could. And the Eagles blew the lead too.
Perfect. That was the main thing. That was the main thing. Like I didn't see that coming. Like it was just, I know that number one, Patrick Mahomes is really that guy. You know, he really, really is, man. He's the things he can do. He's so good, you know, and it's hard to not root for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in that situation. But man, the Eagles had that game won. And the second half, they came out and they were flat. And all the things that they were getting away with and, you know, little holes that they were finding in the first half closed on them really, really fast. I think we gave a lot of credit to this Philly defense because it's been great all year. And I don't want to say, like, because you were lost in the Super Bowl that your defense still wasn't great, still not, you know. But the Kansas City's a team that's been there. Kansas City is a team made up of mostly guys that understand what it was like to be in that position a year ago in the AFC Championship and lose. And to what it was like to be in the Super Bowl the year prior to that and lose, you know. And so now I think you have a team that's that was hungrier in the second half. And maybe an Eagles team that thought that the game was over. We got this. They're making mistakes. We're you know, kind of capitalizing on those mistakes. Jalen Hurts had the fumble. And then you saw him go to his team like, man, I'm sorry. I got this. We'll fix it. And for the first half, first, you know, 30 minutes of football, it looked like the Eagles were going to run away with it. But the important part of being a head coach is making adjustments at halftime. And sometimes those adjustments can be small. But Andy Reid was able to make the right adjustments. And, you know, they came a holding call away, you know, if you're Philadelphia from potentially winning. I mean,
don't.
No, I mean, I'm not going to say it. I mean, Well, I said potentially. Like, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, did it happen? Yeah. But, you know, should it have been called? Yeah. There's a lot of things. Like, you know, at points, do you maybe let that call go if you're the ref? Like, maybe, yeah. But
yeah,
it's also the Super Bowl.
I've seen people upset about it because it's like, hey, if you're not calling it all game, yeah, the players like, get used to it, and then you call it, and they're like, what the hell?
It's like calling a charge at the end of the game, or it's like, wasn't it that?
Like,
I don't know
yeah,
if you call that there, I, yeah, like, but okay, yeah. you don't want the game to go down like that. But so that's kind of how it felt, you know, in that moment. But yeah, it was a hold. It should have been called by you know, by lay of the land, by the law, should have been called, and it just, you know, didn't work out that way for the Eagles. So I thought it was a great game. That was really all I was asking for. I like the Eagles. I like the Chiefs. I don't love either team, you know. So
I love the Chiefs now.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's your second favorite team at this point, you know. But like I said,
not only do I love the Chiefs, I love Jerick McKinnon because if he runs in that football and scores a touchdown at the end of that game instead of sliding in bounds so they can kick the field goal, I do not win my square. And do not. So I am a huge Jerick McKinnon fan now.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you're fans of, we're pretty much everybody on that Chiefs team.
Exactly.
At this point. But
exactly.
No, I thought it was a great game. And I really think that's all we were kind of looking for.
Hey,
just
man.
Not a dud of a football game.
We all still, I think, have PTSD from that Rams Patriots 13-3 Super Bowl. That was not that long ago.
I thought it was good.
That. Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah, yeah, just
I
like me.
I thought it was a solid defensive game.
It certainly was a defensive game. But yeah, I think that with that, I mean, everyone wants to see, and we were spoiled with some Super Bowls. We had a run of like 7, 8, 9 in a row where it was one possession games or something like that. So yeah, I mean, despite what teams are in it, yeah, I always want to see a great game. Keep it close, keep it to one possession. And
unless it's your team. Like I'd be, you want to see a blowout.
Yeah,
you
want, I don't
no, want no chance of a close game.
Exactly. So, I mean, Do the Eagles, this is kind of what I talked about a few weeks ago, and we don't have to dive too much into it, but the Eagles are going to be in an interesting spot now, because guess who's going to have to get paid? Jalen Hurts. And what have we heard ad nauseum the last 10 to 15 years? When you pay your quarterback, it's much harder to build a Super Bowl team. So we'll see what happens with the Eagles going forward. With the Chiefs, it almost like, obviously, you just won your second Super Bowl in 4 years. You still have Patrick Mahomes. It's kind of like...
He's got 14 years left on his contract? something stupid like that?
But going forward, I mean, you're just kind of like, hey, we feel good as long as we got 15. And Andy Reid, which is also,
this should be,
if you want to talk about a question mark for the Chiefs going forward, it's the fact that Eric Bieniemy is no longer going to be calling plays and be a part of that offense for the Chiefs now that he's over in Washington, which is bizarre. I think I know some good reasons why he did that. Yeah, that's, I guess, the biggest question mark for the Chiefs coming out of this Super Bowl victory is, can they do it again with someone else at the helm of the offensive coordinator position?
And I think that's based on the head coach. I think it really has more to do with the head coach and their scheme than the offensive coordinator theirs. Obviously, we've seen good OCs, but ultimately Bill Belichick is one with multiple offensive coordinators, you know. And so I think that we've seen Andy Reid be successful with multiple offensive coordinators, you know, throughout his tenure as a head coach. So, you know, I think it's really more so on them, and this is Eric Bieniemy's opportunity to show that he can be a great head coach as opposed to, you know, running everything by the top guy.
Yes, we shall see. Because, if I'm the Chiefs, though, I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm like, that with that Eric Bieniemy news, I'm also just like, okay, cool. We still got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, though, right? Yeah? All right, we're good.
Yeah, we're fine.
So, NFL season has come to an end. We are starting to get our final coaches getting hired, and OCs and DCs. I think the Cardinals locked up their final guys. So we're officially in off-season mode now. We've been hearing about quarterbacks and what teams are going to go for who. And so as the off-season rolls on and we migrate over into Sports Sunday, we'll definitely still keep an eye on the NFL. That goes without saying. So
NFL's going to make sure that we pay attention to them.
Yes, damn sure. So what I want to get to next, Rashad, is some golf, which I know you're just more than excited about. But I have a pro golf incident and a Joe golf incident that I need to tell you and the listeners about. And again, text the show 503-864-6FAN or 6326. But we will get to some golf next, right here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
It's another sunrise, tearing slowly across the sky. Said goodbye.
Football Sunday. Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I think our station
working on the
is falling apart.
Oh, you think?
I don't know what's happening.
We just got here, too. Like, come on, man.
Well, I need to do some testing here.
Like Clark Griswold set the stuff up, and that's just about to start sparking on us any second.
I need to do some testing here on some of these buttons, so give me a moment. I need to just click some things here. All right. Bam, bam.
Riveting radio, Joe.
I know. Well, I just need to make sure things are working here. Okay, that works. All right, and that works. I just had to play some farts just to make sure that things are all up and going here. Let's do another one, huh? Just to make sure that yep, there we go. Perfect.
Yeah, I think we're good.
And then, all right. Yep, we're good. I know how to operate this thing now. Golf, Rashad, I know you're a big fan of it.
I didn't like your sarcasm behind saying that because I actually do like golf, but okay.
Let's go golf sometime then.
But here's the cool part. I'm not great at golf. And that's not the one thing you want to...
Neither am I.
You don't want to be out there with somebody. But you play enough to where...
I can enjoy myself.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. Like, I don't play... I almost never play. So going out there, yeah, it's a little more embarrassing to go out there and...
No, trust me. It's it's a rough first year or so when you get into golf. I mean, like now, I still suck, but I suck way less than I used to. And so, again, I can go and play around. Like, when I play with my buddies, My goal is to not be the worst one in the group that day.
I think that's always the goal with your buddies.
Don't be the worst golfer out of the four of us.
Guess who's going to be the worst of the foursome if I'm there? Mm. It's going to be me.
I'll make you look good. I'll be the worst for you.
No, like I'm saying, I got to learn, but at the same time, like I'm not, you know, golf is one. It's the hardest sport you can play.
It's really hard.
Golf,
yes.
Baseball are the two hardest sports you can play. Probably why I didn't play either of them.
And which makes Tiger Woods return to golf after mangling his leg, damn near dying, like year and a half ago? What was that? I can't remember the exact date, but
yeah, after the accident's probably about a year.
He's playing golf right now, striping it down the fairway, picking up the tee, no problem. He looks dead tired though. He looks like he's pretty over this tournament.
Well, Tiger's
at this point.
Pretty old now. You know, Tiger's not young anymore.
He had a. He looks like he's hurting. He's stretching that neck out. Anyways, he had an incident on Thursday. I don't know if incident's the right word. He had a moment that was captured on camera with Justin Thomas the other day. He is walking down the ninth fairway with Justin Thomas. He outdrove Justin Thomas off the tee, so he hit it longer than him. And as they're walking up the fairway, Tiger Woods reaches out and hands something to Justin Thomas, and the telephoto lens of the camera is able to see what he handed to him.
Stupid HD cameras, man.
And Tiger Woods handed Justin Thomas a tampon because he outdrove him, which is, listen, things can be tasteless and funny, okay? Because that is like the fact that if not the best golfer of all time, during a tournament that you are trying to make cuts, make money, has a tampon on hand, ready to go, to hand it to another golfer on tour who, again, is trying to out there win money. Like, this is their job. Like, that is something guys do on the weekend where it's like, hey, you forgot to set down your purse when you hit that shot. Like, again, that is the stuff where I get why people would be offended. But as someone who watches golf, plays it, like, pretty damn funny by Tiger to pull that move. And what a shocker, Tiger, not having a, what is it? Not having a common sense, like, oh, maybe this might make women feel bad.
No, I mean, I think golf has always had this reputation as this, like, incredibly pristine, kind of buttoned up sport. But if you think about it, man,
it's a men's group. Like,
it really is.
It always,
like,
it's
a
been
gentleman's
a
club.
Yes,
you know,
that's
for the most part. Like, that's pretty much, you know, what it is. And the things that are talked about, you know, on the fairway when you're out there going with your guys is like, you're not necessarily talking about business. Now, mind you, are there business deals being done and everything, man? Absolutely. But a lot of times, this is guys out there piling around, having some drinks, talking, you know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Saying inappropriate, you know what I'm saying, inappropriate things. So
I can't believe he did that, though, honestly. Like, I saw the picture. I saw the picture, and I was like, that's Photoshop. Like, first instance, I was like, that's not real. That can't be real.
It made me, and this sounds weird, but it made me like Tiger Woods a little more.
I thought it was like a $100 bill or something like that. Like, he was, and so then they Photoshopped it to be, and I was like, oh, holy yes. No, that actually was.
It showed me that Tiger has a bit of a personality and some, you know, can be kind of funny.
Make a joke.
Those are things that, you know, at the beginning of his career, it was very, and I like this about a lot of athletes. You know, Kobe was like this. Towards the end of his career, he was like more fun and more open and willing to take a joke and make a joke and all those little things. That commercial with he and Jalen Rose when he gives and says he wants 81 olives. Those are things that Kobe wasn't really doing, you know, a long time before that. So now we're at this age with the stage with Tiger Woods to where we're seeing more of him with his son. You know, we're seeing more of him kind of embrace being fun or funny or and stuff like that. And so I'm okay with it. I can see how people took it as misogynistic or whatever the case is, but I'm sorry, people. Like, I mean, if you knew what especially guys talked about, like, in their spare time, you know, there's going to be a lot of write-ups. The reason they don't do it at work a lot of time, there's going to be a lot of write-ups, you know, if someone were actually here, a lot of, especially in a place like, golfers have locker rooms. Like, what's the,
oh, I was going to say,
the
man,
clubhouse.
Hey, if this is, you know, if this is what Tiger is doing, then shoot, he should run for president.
I mean, there's somebody that truly feels like he probably is my kind of guy, you know, right here. But so I don't know. I take it a couple ways. I absolutely can see how people.
I mean, hell, if we have no problem with locker room talk, hint, hint, our 45th president.
And hey.
Then shoot, Tiger, get the campaign going 2024.
So, I mean, so I get it. And plus, it's Tiger Woods that did this. If this had been any other golfer.
Oh, yeah. If this was like golf ranked number 68th golfer, like all the sponsorships are getting pulled and so, he's,
no one cares.
Flamed for it.
At that point. But because he is Tiger and because everything he does, you know, makes headlines, then.
And this isn't nearly, you know, you want to talk about, like you're saying, things you hear on the golf course. Boy, I had an incident yesterday, Rashad, that let's just say if I repeated the things I said on air, then we would be getting a hefty fine from the FCC. So final hole of the day, me and my buddies are playing yesterday, and the group in front of us, it was, they were slow, they were walking, they were lollygagging, getting off the green. We literally showed up to one hole at one point. And one of their guys was picking balls through the dirty, muddy ravine while the other two were actually, like, playing and putting. He's down the hill trying to get ball. And we're like, dude, what are you doing? Like, get a move on. Go play. Are you playing golf or are you looking for balls in the mud? Like, what the hell's going on? So they were a slow group all day. We get to the 18th. One of my buddies crushes a ball. And as they're walking away, they're off the green at this point. The ball is rolling onto the green. Again, beautiful shot. It was like 180, 190 yards. I would have loved this shot if I hit it. As it's rolling on the green, the guy in the group ahead of us turns around, picks the ball up, and throws it into the forest. And they started to walk away. As soon as they did that, like I said, I would be... I don't know if parents on my son's... basketball team would be they would not be happy with some of the words and things I was saying to those guys as they were walking off the green, because it was, dude, Rashad, like, you don't play golf and you even know, like, that is
we'd had a problem.
Oh my God.
Especially after, you know, somebody hit a, you know, a shot that went 100 and, you know, 40, 50 yards. Like, hey, man.
Dude, it was clean. Like, no, he was in a tough spot and got it striped.
We're
it
some very heated conversation.
And the worst part is that my buddy is, he was having a rough round all day. So that was kind of like, that was that shot to bring him back at the end of the day. That, like, man, all right, sweet. Finally striped this and got a good shot. Took all day. And then this douchebag turns around and literally picks the, I could not believe it. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah. That's, and I'm surprised, like, no one, you know, that's all, that's as far
as it went.
Because I can imagine by the 18th, we were pretty good. Right. I mean, probably had a few libations while on the course. So by the time we got to 18, we were nice and, you know, lubed up. Yeah, I can imagine. So I'm surprised it didn't go, you know, much further than that. Because right there, them is fighting words.
them is fighting actions.
Like, you do that to anybody I know.
Dude, I just.
It's gonna be a problem.
The guy who hit it, he went to the parking lot and found him, called him out. And they, you know, shoot each other out for a couple seconds, you know, name calling, all that. But boy, if that was my shot, I don't even know. Like, I probably would have been like, boys, I'm taking the cart. I'll meet you up there. And then I go and chase those guys down. I also blame them for doing that because my heart was racing. My adrenaline was going. And then I finished terribly. I finished that hole terribly and I wasn't locked in. I wasn't in the zone because of these guys. So they also ruined my 18th hole. Damn it.
Yeah, we would definitely have a problem. So
I'm trying to find, like, what's the equivalent.
I wasn't even shot. I was like, yeah, let's go. We got to go fix this now.
What's the Rashad equivalent to that in, like, a hobby or everyday life for you?
Someone, you know, maybe here's one. Like, you're at a park or something like that, and somebody's shooting on one side, and you're shooting on another, and, like, they take your ball and throw it.
And just punt it.
Or just boot it or something like that. Bro, yeah, we have major problems at that point.
Yeah, like, your ball kept kind of going over to his side a couple times throughout
playing 2-on-2 over here and the other side is shooting. So, you know, you brick or something like that on a double rim and somebody takes the ball and throws it. Yeah, bro. Punts it, kicks it. Especially, you kick my basketball or something like that. Yeah.
See, and that's a problem because you guys are right there on the same court. These guys are 200 yards ahead of us, so they do that, and then they basically run away like cowards.
They run.
And I hope you're listening right now somehow, some way. God. And it was at a
That was you?
Dude, I doubt that is the case here. But man, if I wish there was one person listening to this show right now, it's that guy that was on the green and took the ball and threw it off. Because if so, I hope you shoot the worst round of golf every time you go out for the rest of your life. It just gets worse and worse. Your next round was worse than the last every time. I cursed you from this day forth. God. All right. I think we need a break. I think you need to take over control of the show, even though you can't hear anything and don't know what's going on.
I can't hear S-word, bro.
I will give you visual cues like, you know, you're on, you're hot, you're live, go. All right?
Yeah, cool. Well,
I'm not going to let this throw us off, all right? Even though it's kind of thrown me off a few times already today. But.
Cool. Well, All-Star Weekend always makes me feel a little nostalgic. So let's talk some NBA All-Star Weekend, man. We can talk some teams, talk some favorite moments, all that stuff. We'll figure it out. Are we doing who do you love today?
Unless you want to bet on some like NHL, maybe we bet on the NBA All-Star Game. Do we place some prop bets on who's our MVP?
No. Well, I guess. Yeah. I guess.
No.
I guess we'll figure it out when we come back from break. This is the last football Sunday, but I guess we can call it Sports Sunday. It's definitely Sunday, though, with your guys, Joe and Rashad, right here on 1080 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.